heaven or hell. Since that visit in May, I have been praying for the future readers of this book. I am praying for you, dear reader. I want God to prepare your heart to receive the truth of all I've experienced and written about. Heaven is so real, and I want you to believe in it more than you've ever dreamed possible. This is what God wants for you, because He loves you with an everlasting love. The Lord took me to heaven so many different times, so I could tell you how wonderful it will be for each one of us who love Him and live for Him as completely as possible. He and I both want you to be able to go to the beautiful mansion He has prepared for you. The things the Lord has shown me and told me are true. They are thoroughly biblical. They are a reality that far exceeds our earthly experience. I know they are more real than things of this earth, and I want you to know this reality. Before the Lord blessed me with so many revelations of heavenly truth, I sometimes had doubts that there was a heaven, even though I loved Him and believed Him with all my heart. I did not fully understand about heaven, and I know a lot of Christians are like this. Now I know it's all true. It's not even a matter of faith for me now. It's actual knowledge, the kind of knowledge that no one can take away. It is pure knowledge. I used to be very afraid of dying and concerned about many things in my life after I die. But after what I experienced in heaven, nothing in this world or my life matters to me anymore. I know where I am going to be after this life is over. I will be with Jesus forever in His paradise. There are no words to explain how perfect heaven is. All I felt there was pure joy. After the trips to heaven, I begged the Lord to take me home, but His disappointed voice said,
"I didn't show you the kingdom and the pit of hell to bring you home now. I showed you all those things so you will help save the lost and let everyone know what it takes to enter the kingdom."
After He said this, I was embarrassed for being so selfish, and I asked Him for forgiveness. Now the only thing I can think about is serving Him to the last day. No matter what it takes, I will please Him. As one of His special daughters, why would He hurt me by using my mother in this book if it wasn't important for His people to understand that just being good will not save them without knowing who Jesus is? Someone said to me, "If He loves you, how can He use your mother to hurt you that way?" I was shocked by this ungodly question. Though it was a very painful memory for me to see my mother and others in the pit, I had to realize that nothing can bring them out of there. So I accept the fact that they will be there for eternity simply because they did not know the Lord Jesus. My Lord has a very special reason for using my mother in this book. If, through her, even one other mother can be saved, I would be very honored. No matter what difficult times may come into my life, I can never be angry with the Lord. If any of my loved ones die for my Lord, I will be very pleased for them. Then I will know for sure that their eternal life will be spent in heaven with the Lord Jesus. As Jesus said,
"For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life."
John 3:16. I believe His second coming is so near that He is letting His people know how much He loves them and that He wants His church to be ready for Him. God loves you, and this is the greatest truth in the entire world. That is why He has already prepared His kingdom for you. Even though He loves His children, He is angry toward those who do not believe. That is why He has commissioned me to write this book. He has told me many times that the salvation of souls is exceedingly important to Him. He is disturbed to think that some of his children would choose hell to be their eternal place rather than the beautiful glory he has prepared for them. After all, heaven is a choice. The Lord does not want anyone to end up in the pit of hell. If you believe, you will have eternal life with the Lord. The word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. Romans 10:8-11. If you do not believe, you will find yourself in the place of torment where my parents and countless others have to endure all eternity. It is a personal choice. It is God's way versus Satan's way. It is the kingdom of heaven versus the kingdom of darkness. It is life versus death. It is heaven versus hell. Which will win in your life? The choice is yours. Every word in this book is true. The words of Jesus have been transcribed exactly as he said them to me. The Lord chose me for this work, and I have endeavored to be faithful to every word and experience. With God's help and the assistance of Roger and the writer, I have tried to give accurate descriptions of each experience I've enjoyed. Ultimately, however, I realize that the choice is yours. All I can do is tell you. Now that you've read these pages, you are accountable for the truth that has been imparted. What will you do with the truth I've shared? Before I went to heaven, I wanted to save souls for the kingdom. But now I realize I must do all I can to rescue the perishing. I can never erase the memory of those naked bodies moving around in the fire and screaming in their misery. It will soon be over for each of us, and then it will be too late to make our decisions for Jesus and heaven. I have a burning desire to see the lost saved, to keep them from going to the terrible place the Lord revealed to me. My deepest desire is for everyone to find his name on a mansion door in heaven. The book of Revelation describes two types of people. I have seen the same things the Apostle John saw. John describes the eternal destiny of the first unfortunate group as follows. And the smoke of their torment ascends forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night. Revelation 14:11. The second group, on the other hand, is described this way. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on, that they may rest from their labors, and their works follow them. Revelation 14:12-13. Is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life?